Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Something like this. This kind of a news story, it just means that, you know, there's desperation time. We've known it's been desperation time for the Democrats and the far left, and now this is something they're going to seize on, and they truly, truly believe, everybody, that they finally got this done. It's going to start becoming a cascade effect. And so forth, but I'm just not so sure of that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is beginning. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment, you'd like to opine. And also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody on AM 860. Welcome to everybody on AM 930. Welcome to everybody along the GCN network of stations. And, of course, GCN distributes our program out to their great AM and FM radio affiliates. So good morning to everybody at GCN, of course. And, once again, good morning to you. Let's also say good morning to our good friend, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Well, you know, we were just talking about this right before the top of the hour, but just to recap, of course, the Colorado Supreme Court voted 4-3 to remove Trump off of the primary ballot, finding, in their words, basically, that he engaged in insurrection, et cetera, as according to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Section 3, and this precluded him from holding office. So my question to you to start off here on this hour number three is that, does this hold water? Is the Supreme Court going to just, will it even be a unanimous vote? Probably not, but they're going to reject it, though, don't you think?
No, I think they'll take the case, to be honest with you. I don't think they have a choice but to take the case.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was they'll reject this as a matter of law, basically. Yeah, they'll hear it.
Oh, their opinion.
But, yeah, they'll send it back.
Strike down the decision.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, I believe that to be true.
Well, and when that happens, don't you think there's going to be, these calls of, well, the court's illegitimate. Look, it's all a bunch of Trumpers up there, blah, blah, blah.
Well, interestingly enough, there's two or three states where the same case is before their court, and they upheld Trump staying on the ballot. So this is the first state with the similar, you know, argument where the court has ruled against it. So, and I think there's, again, four or five more that have it. So this is kind of a nationwide effort to keep him off the ballot. So
right.
Given that you've got a handful of states that have already said he can stay on the ballot, I don't think that the Supreme Court can say that they're a bunch of Trumpers at the Supreme Court.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Tell you what, we've got Aaron in Denver. We haven't heard from Aaron for a little bit. So good morning, Aaron. You're on with Denise Simon this morning.
Yeah, Cap, Professor of Politics and Ms. Denise, you know, this decision is just stupid on steroids. It is so outrageous. The man, I mean, when Trump was running in 2016, he didn't win the state of Colorado. He campaigned here like one time. So Trump is running in 2020, trying to get another 4 years in the White House. Didn't win the state of Colorado. What a shock. Didn't win the state. And then you got these, whether they're, you know, so-called Democrats or rhinos or whatever these idiots want to call us, trying to get, take him out the ballot and want to take my rights as an American to make a decision who I want to vote for
right.
to be in the White House in 2025. I mean, this decision is so outrageous. And over the Supreme Court at the federal level will say, look, this is stupid. Oh, this decision at the state level in my beautiful state of Colorado is stupid. Stupid, stupid, and stupid. But anyway, Professor Politics, Denise, have a good night.
Hey, thank you. Aaron in Denver, Colorado, everybody. We appreciate Aaron very much. And, yeah, Denise, what do you think about that? I think he's on to something.
Interestingly enough, I think the decision is also includes, and I haven't read it, but I think it also includes the notion that you, even if his name is not on the ballot, that you can't write him in.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they actually included that in their finding or in their decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is. And what Aaron's expressing here is this idea that, again, people want to be able to vote for whom they want to vote for and not be told who they can't vote for.
Well, it was a 4-3 decision, so it wasn't a unanimous decision. So that actually would hold some sway on that, too, if the Supreme Court takes it up.
Well, and
they're going to have to do it fast. They literally are going to have to change the docket, whatever's on their docket, and do this thing real, real quickly.
Yeah, I appreciate what Jonathan Turley called it. He called it the rocket docket, and that's exactly what
right.
it has to be. Well,
that's
and
right.
the Supreme Court in Colorado actually said they'll stay their decision, I think, until right the day before they have to finalize
correct.
This based on the idea that there will likely be an appeal on this. So,
correct.
Exactly.
They know it, and I think they know that they're wrong.
Right.
In fact, there was a short interview by phone to the Colorado Secretary of State. And they basically said if we didn't do this, then it would be a get-out-of-jail-free card for Trump. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what.
Get out of jail for what?
No kidding. Well, stay right there, Denise. Callers, stay right there as well. When we come back, we got more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and your calls. Kyle Warren with you, and we've got it going on this morning. There is a lot happening. Stay right there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Traveling through this Wednesday edition. Got the little St. Nick going as well. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Beach Boys, they still sound good, don't they? That's just a great song from way back when. And folks, so welcome back to the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We've got the lines lighting up again. That is really good. We really appreciate that. We really love that. And, of course, we also love to talk to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, don't forget, go over there and check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over at founderscode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Thanks.
Good morning. Absolutely. You know, before we get to the callers, again, this particular ruling seems to be, it's trumpeted by many, but you pointed out something very important, and that was on the same basic merits, this has already been struck down, I think, in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, and a couple of other states as well. But it's also pending in other states at this time, yes. Like Texas, as I recall. Yes. So, you know, the Supreme Court is literally going to be the deciding factor here. If they uphold it, then it, maybe all bets are off for some of these other states. But I don't think it's going to go that way.
Okay, why not?
Well, because, again, I think on its face, you'd have to say, well, was there an insurrection? Was there, you know, did this happen? And also, of course, because it opens up such a slippery slope of simply saying, well, now, hey, you know, we could come up with a bunch of stuff about Joe Biden and say, well, he's given aid and comfort to the enemy by obliterating the border, so let's get him off the ballot in red states. I mean, there is no end to that.
Well, and that's precisely right. And so let's necessarily understand that you could, under the same premise of the argument of the Colorado court, you could say that Biden himself has not upheld his duties nor his oath by violating all immigration law. You could also say the same thing that he is in violation of the Supreme Court decision over student loans, which I think he forgave another $8 billion this week already. But interestingly enough, the Biden administration just signed a waiver for the United Arab Emirates, and I'm not sure why the UAE, but to allow Iran, I guess through the UAE, to begin to withdraw money from the $10 billion, I'm sorry, not UAE, it's Oman, the $10 billion.
Right.
That, yeah.
Which is supposed to go to just humanitarian or stuff like that. And we're supposed to police that. Like, don't worry.
Allowing Iran to initiate the withdrawal of $10 billion in Oman. Okay? Now, this is coming from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Right.
So...
Well, I tell you what, let's head over to line one here. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, calling in this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
I hear
you.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, I'm one of the children of those World War II greatest generation veterans. And I know where that quote comes from. That's another story. I don't want to get into it. But just a little detail. Any previous era in American history, if Congress gives you the command of a U.S. Navy gunboat, okay, they don't want you to go fishing. If you get into a fist fight, they want you to throw punches, you know. That quote is embedded in that mentality. You know, charge of the Light Brigade. I'm getting off the subject. I referenced last night Mark Levin, and I didn't take any notes. I should have, but he kind of cut right to the bottom line. What's going on with Biden, the reason he should be impeached, the core reason, high crimes and misdemeanors. He refuses to enforce immigration law, and... the purse strings are embedded in the House of Representatives. He has no jurisdiction, no authority, no leverage over forgiving student loans. Denise, I think you agree with me on that, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. I just said that, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so why can't you kick Joe Biden off the ballot? Now, all you got to do is get some judges to say, yeah, it's Article 14.
Well, I would say it's clear, you know, but the question is, these worm weasel Republicans are worthless. Okay? Mike Pence had all the authority under the Constitution to postpone that electoral vote count. And he turned into a weasel and a worm. Let me just advance forward a little bit. What we're seeing now in Colorado, based upon my studies of the Constitution, I'm not a constitutional scholar, listen to Mark Levin. I have a real admiration for Professor Dershowitz. Maybe in a future lifetime I could study with him. But they're running this thing through the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. But there's another there's another clause or other parts of the 14th Amendment. And there are three clauses to the 14th Amendment: due process, privileges and immunities, and equal protection under the law. Trump has not been charged with insurrection. I don't think he's been charged with anything of any criminal
content. That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly
and
right.
These judges, without a jury, have made a decision. He is guilty.
Yeah,
okay?
It's a star chamber. Yeah.
It's a star chamber. Maybe I've heard Denise mention this. This shows the supremacy of one-party control, the Democratic Party, colluding with the media.
Mm-hmm.
It is an outrage. we have transitioned to
the fourth state.
A police state. It's not socialism. It's not. It's none of that. Okay. It is. We're moving in the direction of posse comitatus, martial law. Okay. This must be fast tracked to the Supreme Court.
Indeed.
Put an end to it. This is an assault, an attack upon the integrity of the United States Constitution, our entire political system. It is a total outrage.
Yeah, it really is a major, major deal. But thanks, Neil, for the call. Let's let Denise respond here, then we'll, because we're going to come up to the break here sooner than later. But thanks again for your call this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Good night.
Okay, take care. Neil and Henderson, everybody. What do you think, Denise? I mean, this is a huge thing.
I mean, he's echoing what I said. So, I mean, you know, hat tip to Neil. You know, I try not to be hyperbolic, but, you know, I look at some of the other actions, some of the actions of other people across the United States, and, you know, the fact of what this decision of the Colorado court has come out with leads to another January 6th, now, doesn't it? I mean,
because at least and that's what they're almost just like they're hoping for that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was just I was going to use the word inviting it. It's really quite stunning. I think I mentioned this the other day on the show. I learned a new word earlier this week or last week, and it's really kind of defines it all, and the word is Celo Vicky. And I think that's where we are. And it's a Russian word that essentially says it's a person or entity who works for any state organization that is authorized to use force against its citizens or others. It's a police state, which is really what the FSB, KGB, GRU, blah, 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 blah. So that's what the Democrats have become or trying to become is it's a complete endorsement of a police state.
Yeah, and smiling all the way. You know, just saying, yeah, this is so good. I mean, you got people saying you got to do this to save democracy. That's really chilling. Let's take away democracy in order to preserve democracy. Can you imagine if Republicans said that?
It's gone worldwide, that we've got other world leaders that are weighing in on this and comparing. The United States is, you know, through our own State Department and the NGOs, which really began, I would argue, in earnest under the Obama administration, have done the same. We've issued sanctions against countries that have done this.
No kidding.
Including Pakistan.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Greg in Tampa, if you can hold on here through the break, we're going to bring you on right when we come back from the commercial break. So stay right there, everybody. We got a lot more going on.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. This week, there's no relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancha from the TSA says travelers should anticipate long lines as this travel season has set new records. Many holiday travelers are not accustomed to airports, and for half of them, this is the only time of year they navigate airport security. Mancha's advice for those traveling through New Year's, arrive at the airport early. An influential advisor to Israel's prime minister is in Washington for meetings today. Ron Dermer, the Israeli minister of strategic affairs, is anticipated to engage in discussions about the conflict in Gaza with senior White House officials and members of Congress. This visit coincides with ongoing efforts by the U.S. to urge Israel to reduce its military activities in Gaza. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
My baby's gone. I have no friends.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing through this Wednesday edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And we've been getting some great calls this morning. We also want to give a shout out to Uncle Rick, listening on 930 a.m. in Manatee County. And he says, good morning to Kyle and Denise. Keep up the good work. And Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That's a great message to get, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we sure appreciate it, Uncle Rick, and definitely keep them coming, and we're glad that you're out there and listening. All right, well, once again, folks, we are talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and so definitely go over there and check that out. And, Denise, you know, we've had Greg in Tampa holding on the line here for a while, and so we definitely want to go ahead and bring him on because I think he's got a question or a comment for you. Good morning, Greg in Tampa.
How you doing, Kyle?
Doing great this morning. Thanks for calling.
I don't know if you remember, and I'm glad I get to talk to Denise. 3 weeks ago, I told you, made a prediction that Biden would be gone the next 3 months. And this is why, because the Democrats have to run someone here soon if they're going to run anyone. Every day, his brother came out today. When they start getting to his grandchildren, he's going to have to do something. And he's going to have to pardon everyone on his way out. The Democrats are going to have to go to him like the Republicans did Nixon and said, it's time to go. Whether you like it or not, you have to go. We have the votes because you have to go. You're killing us on every front, including the border, especially the border. So in the next months, I'm predicting that. Now, getting back to the other point that y'all were talking about, that last caller hit it perfectly. These judges made a judgment on a thing that he has not been convicted of yet. So no case has been before him about convicting him of anything.
Exactly.
So how can they make that decision of being judges upon not being judges of a case that he hasn't been convicted of yet?
By taking such a broad interpretation of everything about that amendment, and then all kinds of other stuff that Trump ever said and did, and they try to amalgamate all that together and create this illusion that, you know, their finding is correct.
Yeah, the ones right now pulling their hair out are not Donald Trump. It's not any of the Trump supporters. It's Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, because they just came out with another thing that's unconstitutional, not going to hold up, and now his poll numbers are going to jump 10 points because people are tired of hearing him getting convicted of things he's not being convicted of, and they're just ridiculous allegations. We all know that. We can just, I mean, the climate people understand that kind of, Antifa people understand that kind of stuff. The other rest of Americans, you got to understand, there's a lot of Americans out here that live in the middle of the country and all of that, and they keep commenting on New York, Chicago, and L.A., New York, Chicago, L.A. Well, there's more to the country than those three blue states that are living under terrible conditions because of the Joe Biden. Look what they did to the mayor. All of a sudden, he speaks out against Joe Biden and saying it's his fault because of immigration. Now what? He's under investigation.
Right.
He's got every department locked up right now, and they're doing exactly what they want him to do. And until Congress defunds Christopher Wray's position and gets him out of there and starts defunding the DOJ and everybody else and starts hitting about four or five different layers and then say, okay, now we're going to start funding these guys.
Right. Well, I tell you what, let's let Denise respond to that a little bit there. We appreciate so much what you're talking about. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, first thing is that Vivek Ramaswamy came out almost immediately and said that if Trump is in fact removed from the ballot, meaning after January, so he's got a little bit of slippery dateline here, that he would take himself off the ballot.
Right, and he called on the other candidates to do the same thing.
Senator Mike Lee came out with, this is the kind of wake-up call we should not ignore. Nor is this just another bad politically motivated ruling. So, you know, he is a brilliant constitutionalist too, he and Ted Cruz. DeSantis comes out with, the left invokes democracy to justify its use of power, even if it means abusing judicial power to remove a candidate from a ballot based on spurious legal grounds. SCOTUS should reverse. So DeSantis is standing in the breach, too, and that's a good place. I mean, he said it the right way.
Right. Exactly.
It's really stunning. As I heard this yesterday, I was standing in the kitchen, and I said to myself, you know what? It's absolutely fascinating how you can have lawyers and you can have judges. They all operate from the same document. They all operate from the Constitution. They all operate from previous court decisions. And it's absolutely fascinating to me how you can still get all of these different interpretations.
No kidding.
Both from judges and from lawyers.
Yeah.
It's just staggering how these arguments can be made.
Well, Greg in Tampa, we sure appreciate the call, and we're going to head over to line to another line here real quick. But thanks again, Greg in Tampa. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. Elliot, Wesley Chapel, you are on with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. What you got for us this morning? Elliot Wesley Chapel, going once, going twice.
Elliot.
He might have put the phone down or something. All right. Well, sometimes that does happen. But Denise, again, what Greg was talking about was so important. And what you're talking about, again, see, this is where the disconnect is with a lot of folks, because you know they do see that there should be a sort of a common sense interpretation here, and they're seeing something that's so far out of the
mix. And that's why these lawyers with whatever case they have, they judge shop.
Well, of course. Oh yeah, big time.
And I mean, that tells us that we have a bigger administrative state that's working against our republic and working against the citizens than we could ever define. You know, Steve Miller, who was a previous top advisor to Trump, you know, he created an organization, America First Legal. And they do great work over there. And, of course, you've got Tom Fenton over there, Judicial Watch. I would say that we don't have enough of them. I mean, you know, what did they say in the movie The Godfather? We need to go to the mattresses. But this one right here tells us that we're not – we can't keep blaming the Republicans. They don't have the majority in the Senate. And they barely have any kind of a majority in the House. But this really comes down, I mean, they're working as hard as they can work, I would argue. Now, some are a little on the slippery side over in the Senate side. But this really comes down to an administrative state. And that administrative state, there are a bunch of hidden people in there. So I think it's time that we absolutely... we need more legitimate Project Veritas's and James O'Keefe's and Steve Miller's, and we need more of this.
But you know, and I agree. And but what happens is that they are portrayed and made out to be so fringe, right? That you know, it's like, oh, they're just on about, you know, America or saving the Constitution or stuff like that. And it's actually almost drowned out by the notion that, well, you know, why are they even doing this? There aren't any real problems that they're talking. You know, it's like they're inventing problems. That's kind of the message.
Well, wait till you see some of these leaders, you know, coming out of Russia, coming out of Iran, coming out of China, Brazil, Cuba, Argentina, that just say, see, democracy doesn't work. The democracy is beginning to collapse here in the United States.
Yeah, that's very, very powerful what you just said. And that's why we absolutely have to have this thing go to the Supreme Court as fast as possible. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, thanks again so much. This has been a great discussion this morning. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Denise Simon, everybody. And folks, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through this Wednesday edition of the program. And we're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy and other stuff as well, I'm sure, because we're going to be joined here by Chris Markowski. He's none other than the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. If you'd like to find out more about Chris, you can also hear him right here on our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, as I said, we're going to be talking about the economy, talking about money and so forth. I did see this earlier today, and I made a note to ask you about it, and that is, it looks like there is a group called Ned Davis Research, and they're saying that basically the problem in 2024 could be a liquidity shock from the Fed, and they are basically laying out this idea that the Fed's balance sheet continues to be reduced as a result of quantitative tightening, and that is going to cause a major malfunction in the economy. They're saying effectively the shrinking of the Fed's balance sheet has had no effect on banking liquidity. They say no wonder we are having a tough time seeing the impact of the Fed's tightening cycle on the real economy. So, you know, that's kind of a lot of different stuff going on in there. What do you make of that?
Well, that's something that the Fed can reverse fairly quickly if it goes in the wrong direction. I've seen some of those charts as well because of the unwinding of the Fed's balance sheet. That can be put in reverse very, very quickly. All you need to do is you can change reserve requirements for banks, or, you know, again, you get out there and they start buying bonds again, which can change direction. So, do I think that could be a problem? Yeah, but it's something that could be, you know, quite frankly, be easily rectified.
Well, that is really good to know. But a lot of times, and I know this, but the Fed can sometimes be sort of behind the times. You know, people see what's happening in the economy first. It's affecting a lot of people. And then the Fed kind of gets in gear and says, okay, we're going to adjust rates, basically. So I know that at least historically the Fed has been sometimes slow to move. But it's good to hear when you're saying that it's something that they could at the very least move very quickly on once they made that decision.
Well, yeah, the Fed has been very slow to move on a myriad of things. And again, we can kind of even take a look at it in regards to, you know, the whole inflation is transitory bit. So, you know, we'll see moving forward. But, you know, that's something you could just, you know, you could change a couple of things and that could be rectified fairly quickly. And again, I think the banks would enjoy that too, in regards to reserve requirements.
Well, you know, a lot of times, especially because we have the presidential campaign going on, a lot of times the idea of the stock market being high or low seems to always, you know, enter into candidate A or B's rhetoric about things. But I think didn't the stock market hit a different milestone the other day? I think, was it 37,000? But yet on Main Street, people seem to be still having many issues. But how does that translate? I mean, there doesn't seem to be a direct correlation to the economy is great because the stock market reaches some huge milestone like that.
No, there's somewhat of a disconnect. And again, you got to take a look at where, you know, the market is now, you know, compared to it was, a couple of years ago, and, you know, finally hitting some things and it coming back to some degree. And again, the market can be a very fickle thing over a short, you know, period of time. I've written extensively over the fact that, you know, how markets do very, very well during recessions because, they're anticipating the recession ending and coming out stronger on the other side. And again, we've had a very lackluster economy. People say, well, it's not lackluster. We had, you know, decent GDP growth in 2023. Again, a lot of that to me is a bit of a sugar high. We've talked about this before because of all the government spending that's involved, and even with the jobs numbers, the amount of government jobs that are created. We need to have more intrinsic growth in regards to the private sector, which will translate better into people's pocketbooks.
Well, you know, over at the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre has been saying the last few years have been challenging for the American people. We know that and so forth. But right now, according to a Fox News poll, 46% of voters say the Biden administration policies have hurt them. You know, I mean, there's talk about a disconnect. You know, you got on the one hand, you've got the administration trying to say, you know, everything's getting better, you know, but again, people out on Main Street, just across the highways and byways, they're not seeing things getting better anytime soon. In fact, most think that the economy will get worse next year.
Yeah, I think that's kind of in the cards to some degree. I mean, everybody's kind of, you know, some of the reasons why the markets are doing well, people are expecting not a, you know, a hard recession, but expecting a recession nonetheless, you know, not to mention we still are going to have a fallout of many companies, and rightfully so, companies that were basically staying afloat on cheap money. That's going to end soon. You're going to see a lot of EV companies go under, and a lot of these, you know, so-called zombies go by the wayside, and it's going to have its effect.
Well, you mentioned zombies, too. I saw an article the other day that talked about commercial properties can start to become zombie properties. And I suppose in the long run, if there's redevelopment, that's, you know, puts more money back into the economy, creates jobs, or at least employs, you know, large groups of people to rehab these places. But that's a slow going kind of a thing, wouldn't you say? It takes time to redesign or get permits. And by the time it's all sort of built back, I'm not saying built back better, but built back, you know, a couple of 2-3 years have gone by.
Yeah, if they're going to be built back in the first place. I mean, the overarching theme is that there's way too much commercial retail real estate that's out there at this point in time. And, you know, so sometimes you're going to have to look to change the dynamic of cities in regards to, you know, whether or not you're going to change it to residential, whether or not you're going to turn it back to nature. There's a lot of things that need to be considered, but the idea that there's going to be this rush back to the office, that, I mean, that should have happened already. And, you know, I don't see any sort of trend that's going to bring us back to the occupancy rates that we had, prior to COVID. Even prior to COVID, we were seeing a definite change due to technology. It's just gotten that much worse. And, you know, companies that are going to have, you know, ordering people back, they've kind of done that already. And, you know, various different studies that were done on, you know, the key cards and the key swipes and the amount of people that are walking around, again, it changes the complete dynamic of cities and what they can charge to rent based upon walking traffic. And I don't see that really going back in the opposite direction.
Well, isn't it amazing to see what happened over that comparatively small space of time during COVID because people started using technology, you know, a wholesale use of technology to work remotely where they could. You know, if you had an office job or something like that, not everybody could do that. But that really set the stage. And what you're talking about is actually pretty far reaching because you're talking about the reimagination of major cities. I mean, this is no small thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a major thing. And, it's not going to go back in the opposite direction. You know, the way people purchase items as well. I mean, people that might be still, you know, going to stores and buying certain items or, you know, that, you know, because of COVID went online and started, you know, learned how to buy stuff online. Now they do that all the time. So they're not going to go back and change from that.
Well, of course not, because it's way too convenient. But, again, in that comparatively small period of time, you know, I wonder what things might look like 2 years from now. Certainly 5 years from now, we'll be talking about some very, very different aspects of how the American economy even operates at that point, perhaps.
Oh, absolutely. And, again, you know, there's certain companies out there that are going to benefit from it. There's other companies that are going to obviously, you know, take their lumps from it. And, you know, this is why the need to you know, obviously be aware and change your model. You know, you take a look at even some of the big box stores and the strides that they've made in regards to their online presence and whatnot, whether it be Walmart or Target, and understanding that that's something they're going to really have to be involved with.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the quick and the dead. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, folks. We're going to be talking with Chris again tomorrow morning. But, Chris, you have yourself a great morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. We got another whole hour of the program, folks. We're going to talk to Patrick Hyland, Brandon Rhymes, towards the bottom of next hour. We're taking your time.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.